Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
On this week's Nonsensible podcast.
If I was being sensitive, I would tease you for posting selfies at the gym.
Hey, Dave. I've got some interesting girls for you to meet.
I'd love to carry her.
Oh.
Well,
wanna drink some beer?
Screwed me up.
I want an NVIDIA RTX 3090.
What's that?
It's a video card.
I like these early podcasts.
This is Nonsensible.
Hey, you cool cats and kittens. Welcome to the Tebak Show.
What the?
This is the
Tebak
Show?
This is the Tebak Show, dude.
Cool cats and kittens. Where have you pulled that one from?
Tiger
Carol Baskin. Sorry.
Yeah, see, that's something good that happened in 2020.
Starting off early, very early.
That was Baskins.
Come back to another episode of Nonsensible with Sam, Dave, and Saul.
Yo.
Yeah.
Our guest today
Nicely
is…
done.
Hi, everyone. It's Leonard here. Thanks for having me, guys.
No worries. Yeah.
You understand this accent.
Did you understand?
Well, I completely understood what he said, if that's what you're saying. Yeah. I said, hello, this is Leonard here.
Dude, so you didn't
say
understand
his name?
Leonard.
That's
why
how
Leonard?
Leonard.
How
Leonard.
Would you say it in America?
That's what I said.
Leonard.
It's exactly the same.
No, you said
it's a little bit different. It's a little bit different. It's in America, different. They're like Leonard.
Yeah, Leonard.
In Australia, well, it's just Leonard.
Nobody
Leonard.
Says Kawhi Leonard.
Are you pretty? The R is a lot. The pronunciation of the R for you guys is a little bit different.
Stronger. Yeah.
My, what is it? The O's and the A's, or you turn your O's into A's.
O's into A's.
We talked about this before. Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez.
No.
Lopez.
Lopez. Yeah.
All right, we're getting a little political, guys. Let's move on.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it really? What, Jennifer Lopez is political these days?
I think she's unanimously decided she's hot.
She's pretty hot.
She's one of the least divisive stars.
She looks good for her age. That's for
her
sure.
age, definitely, for her age, definitely. Yeah, sure. Now, for our listeners and viewers who may not know who you are, mm-hmm. why don't you give you a brief introduction of yourself?
Okay, my name's Leonard. I am living in Korea. Mm-hmm. I've been here for about a year and a half now. Born in Australia, but my parents are from Singapore, actually. Mm-hmm. So, my parents, they migrated to Australia to have both me and my sister. That's why I have this accent. But my parents, they sound really Singaporean.
Mm-hmm.
Really Singaporean. So if you've heard like… if you've ever heard of what Singlish is…
Oh yeah, Singlish.
You have, that's what yeah. they sound like.
Singlish is awesome.
It's…
What is Singlish?
Singlish is Singaporean English.
Yeah.
And so…
I watched a Singaporean? Singaporean, a stand-up
yes.
by a guy from Singapore.
Before. Oh, you did?
Who's the biggest like stand-up comedian in Singapore? He had a Netflix special.
You have
oh, really?
Have, you have to have information before you start a sentence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. No, that's a valid question. But I mean,
yeah.
I'm more Australian than
yeah.
Singaporean.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm Chinese Singaporean by blood. I've been living in Korea for a year and a half. Before that, I was in LA. I was in LA for a year, Vancouver for 2 years, Singapore for 2 years, and then Australia. Perth, Western Australia.
Jeez.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Before then.
You've been in Europe too?
I just for visits, but yeah. like these are the places I've kind of
yeah.
spent at least
you should
a year
do one in. Of those things where you have a big map and you put little pins in every place you visited.
I thought about that.
Really? That'd be cute. Yeah.
But I'm gonna take a guess that Vancouver is relative to your why you were in LA for film and television purposes? Would that
yeah,
be
for acting, auditioning.
Yep.
Just trialing everything in entertainment at that mm-hmm. point, yeah.
How was that?
You were a great Abercrombie model.
Oh, sorry?
I saw that.
Oh,
you're an
thank
Abercrombie
you.
Model.
Thank you.
You were
thank
an
you.
Abercrombie model?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was back in the day when I was in shape.
He really killed it. That was really cool.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
That was back. That was when you were back in Australia.
That was back when I was in Singapore.
In Singapore.
So I went from Australia to Singapore to do jobs like that, actually. And after I left Australia, like I never really… went back, never really called it home. The only thing that attaches me to Australia now is probably like mom, dad still there.
Mm-hmm.
And a passport, right?
And a passport. Yeah, I never let go of the Australian passport.
And a citizenship.
Yes.
So a lot of things connect you to Australia.
passport, mom, dad, a couple of best friends.
Yeah.
I think it's but it's the same. Everyone's been through that. Once you relocate to another country in the world, it's kind of you could move back to your home country, but you still have a connection to the country you're living in and vice versa. Like you're stuck between, you know, between two rocks in a hard place.
Yeah.
It's kind of a difficult position to put yourself in, I think, once you've lived abroad for so long.
Would you ever want to live in Australia again?
I think so. I really like Australia for retirement. You know, there's so many things I miss about Australia, just how peaceful it is, how friendly everyone is. And that's things I took for granted, I think. Yeah. But I think, you know, if you want to achieve a lot of, well, for what I'm set out to achieve, Australia is not the place because, you know, it's more about the environment. The environment in Australia is very relaxed and everyone's easygoing. I'm not saying everyone's not ambitious, but I'm saying everyone outside of Australia is almost far more ambitious, in my opinion.
Totally understand.
Yeah. So
it's a slower lifestyle, but like you said, I think also coming from a country like Australia, because it is predominantly an English-speaking country, we get all our media from America or from the UK. So based on that, we don't have the need to produce as much within Australia itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just kind of like, well, we can get Friends, a sitcom from America.
Yeah.
We can pay so much to buy it, or we could produce something similar in Australia that's going to cost us 3 or 4 times that. Why would, you know, and from a production standpoint, a broadcasting standpoint, it's like we'll just buy all the shit that America makes.
Yeah.
One guy that Australia gave to America is that Jim Jefferies dude. Yeah. I love him. Is Jim Jefferies as funny to people who have an Australian accent, or is he just fun, like super funny to me because…
I don't find him that funny.
I found him funny when I was like…
Who's Jim Jefferies?
A senior in high school.
You knew him then?
Oh. Yeah.
I didn't even know.
When I was younger, I found him funny, but now I just find him obnoxious.
Yeah.
I kind of grew out of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's funny, but the Australian people I've heard don't think he's that as funny.
He's not that funny.
I don't find him overly funny.
Yeah.
Funny to people outside of Australia.
Yeah.
He's like Dane Cook for Australia.
Is he really?
It's like Foster's beer.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one in Australia drinks Foster's beer.
It's true. Yeah.
It's Nobody like swamp it. Water. It's like you don't go near it. It's shit.
It's what you play for beer pong because it's punishment.
That's like Pat's.
Really?
It's the worst beer in Australia.
Blue Ribbon or whatever.
Yeah.
PBR.
Yeah. But people actually kind of like Pabst.
Now they do because it's like ironic to like it.
Yeah.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What brought you to Korea then?
Well, a girl.
Uh-huh.
But now it's more than that. It's working opportunities. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about 2020 and you know, how it forces people to like, you know, the back against the wall. You got to create opportunities in 2020. So this year, you know, I just stayed in Korea. I was actually meant to go back to LA. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to live in LA, but it's just much safer and better to be here at this point.
Mm.
So I was just telling Dave actually that me and a couple of my best friends, we started a jewelry company out here.
Yep.
And it's been maybe, 8-9 months where we've been working on it. And it's flourished pretty well. We've done quite well for ourselves.
You're killing it, right?
I mean, we're very happy. Yeah, we're very
second
happy.
Second degree murder.
Thanks,
man. You know about it before?
No, I know about it. I know the friends he works with.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, actually, me and Dave, we should have met a while ago now, considering how many mutual friends we have.
2020.
It's 20.
2020.
Yeah, no one's going out of the house.
Yeah.
It's
called Capsule Collective. We're a jewelry company and we make limited edition collaborative jewelry with singers, artists.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
So we've done maybe 6-7 campaigns now. We're working hard, but I feel like there's so much room to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that, you know, me and my best friends have been fortunate enough to work on this year.
As somebody who's working on… who has a pretty established company, but you guys are still young, right? In terms of your company's life. How has this pandemic affected you? Is that too much of a negative question? Do you mind me asking?
Actually, we kind of went in this direction because of the pandemic.
Ooh, okay.
Thinking that e-commerce is the space mm-hmm. for us. And the way that we view our like company and our jewelry line is 50% product, 50% content.
No.
And, you know, like we wanted to really utilize our specialties in content making and really pushing out like great content. And that's kind of been our strength this year.
How does one promote jewelry?
Same way you would promote a clothing line. Same way you would promote any sort of product, I guess.
Good photos and attractive people.
Yeah. I mean, that's always a plus. Mm-hmm. Attractive people a plus. But our, you know, whole business model and concept is based around the audience and fan base of the artists that we collaborate with.
Okay.
So it's all about picking the right artists that we feel like we can create something really special with. And so far, you know, we're 7 for 7 really great campaigns. You know, the audiences and fans have loved it. So
awesome.
When you say collaborative, how collaborative is it? Like, is the artist actually getting in there and designing pieces for each season or whatever it is you want to call it?
Yeah, very much so. We get in, we sit down, have a meeting, and we talk about everything and anything.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that they have wanted to create in terms of an accessory. And we kind of do our best to bring that to life as much as possible. So like bracelets, necklaces, rings. That's what we're trying to look at.
Funny thing is, I was talking to his partner, Richard. And he was like, yo, Dave, you should hook me up with some people you know. And I was like, oh, there's Sam. He's like, oh, that'd be tight. I'm like, I'll talk to Sam. And I forgot.
Now here he is. Here's your pitch.
2020.
But do you guys just do singers or just entertainers in
general? They're trying to go into a lot of influencers now too.
Yeah.
Who have you worked with?
So we've worked with… the latest campaign we did was with my good friend Kevin Wu.
Mm-hmm.
Before that was with Soren from CLC.
Yep.
Before that was Samuel Kim. He's out in LA. Park Ji-hoon was a member of this group 101. Han Sung Woo, which was in this group X1, and his whole group called Victon. And we've got a couple more lined up.
Mm-hmm.
We're just trying to be a little bit more… We're trying to learn from every campaign. Try and make every single campaign better in terms of the type of filmography, the type of marketing, and just making the product better too.
Yep. Yeah. Just out of curiosity, has anyone made a knuckle duster yet?
What's an, like
a knuckle duster? You know,
brass knuckles.
Oh yeah,
brass knuckles. Yeah,
is that an Australian term? A knuckle duster?
I've never heard that before.
Is it
it's an Australian.
It's the most Australian,
term.
Australian thing I've ever heard.
Yeah,
sorry.
Brass knuckle duster.
There we go. Yeah, a knuckle duster.
A knuckle duster.
A knuckle duster.
A knuckle duster.
Well, I haven't heard that in ages.
Sorry.
A knuckle duster.
Yeah,
I like it.
I didn't even think.
Cool.
I just.
Yeah. Sounds gangsterish. Knuckle duster.
No, it is. It's the most gangster thing ever.
Like brass knuckles. Knuckle duster.
I knew exactly what you said when you said it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got it. I figured that's what you were talking about.
Yeah.
But I've never heard it before. I like it.
Yeah, that's hardcore. That's gangster. No, we have not made one.
Okay.
But
that should be Sam's.
Yeah. Yeah,
or have you done a four-finger ring?
Sam's trying to get away from the dad image. He wants a more tough guy. More tough guy image.
Yeah, you know, or what are the you know the old school four-finger rings? What are those called?
Knuckle duster.
I don't know. It's like the 80s hip hop.
Like in Do the Right Thing?
Yeah.
To Love and Hate.
Didn't they have a name for those rings?
I don't know. Like I don't know what you call those.
A fist ring, maybe? I don't know.
Fist ring.
No, I'm just throwing it out.
I mean, I've got one of those. I've got not like a full four finger ring. I've got like a 2-finger ring. That's qualifies.
That would be a really funny campaign, actually, if Sam just really was like a to his kids and stuff in the videos.
Yeah.
It's like, Dad, will you come play with me? No. And he's in there like polishing his knuckle dusters.
That's evil.
Yeah.
We'll talk after, Sam. We'll do a collaborative knuckle duster.
Nice. Yeah. The knuckle duster.
Capsule Sam.
Well, but you could go
duster.
With this concept, like, don't f with my kids. Yeah. Know? That'd be kind of badass.
Or we could get them when the knuckle dusters beat me up.
No, don't.
Yeah. We're headed in a completely different direction
yeah.
now.
Yeah, I'm just throwing things out there.
This is why we're not in marketing.
That way,
I don't know. We'll talk.
We'll leave it to the pros.
We're open up to ideas. You know, if Capsule starts making, you know, weapons.
Katana, I know who to call. Dude.
I know who to call.
Katana.
Yeah.
Katana.
I want a katana, dude.
That would be cool. Yeah.
I also read somewhere that you have like a management company.
A talent management company?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's something I started… maybe like 2.5 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Once Capsule was, you know, running well and we've got the process and we put in so much hard work over the first 6-7 months, gave me a bit of time to think, all right, well, what else can I do out here?
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of Southeast Asian friends that are content creators.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't really have like a home or a management or any connect to, you know, the Korean entertainment scene. So I had one friend, you know… a close friend. We were talking about her opportunities and what she wanted to do. And we decided to just help each other out. Started with her. And I'm very, very happy with how that's going. We've got maybe 10 creators underneath me now.
Who?
Sorry?
Who? Tell me.
So do you…
Tell me more.
The authority over here needs to know.
So I've got…
Sorry, dude.
To name a few, my first creator, her name's Sabrina.
Sabrina.
She goes by JP Brinks on TikTok, on Instagram, mm-hmm. on YouTube. And she's great. I think that she represents the Muslim community. But she's here and she can speak Korean fluently. She's got a great YouTube personality. She's very, very intelligent. She's studying engineering out here. And she actually had to learn Korean and is now studying engineering in Korean.
Wow.
Like that's
so dope.
That is next level stuff.
Yeah, that is next level. That's awesome.
So she's also become a very, very close friend and she's grown massively. I think she's grown from, you know, she's grown maybe 100,000 across her platforms in the past month and a half, 2 months.
And while going to school. Like a real renaissance woman.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
That's awesome.
That is cool.
Yeah, but… cool. We have a team that helps her with filming, with editing,
mm-hmm.
With marketing. And she just needs to keep enjoying the process. That's like something I tell my creators. Mm. Keep enjoying the process because as soon as it's not fun anymore, we can tell. And the audience can tell. And you know, there's going to be a certain point where you're going to be like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yep.
And that just wastes all of our time really. But I think that she's a huge prospect and… there's her. I've got a good friend in Singapore. His name's Ben. He's like a YouTube personality out in Singapore. But he has a lot of interest in Korea. So we've been trying to work and find opportunities for him out here. So
it's not just a talent management company for Korean-based performers then?
No, not at all.
This sounds like an MCM almost.
Almost, but I like to think of it as a hybrid management company. Mm. I only work with my friends really because I want to know who
I'm
I'm working with. And if I'm investing my time and energy into something, like I want to work with people that I
care. Are you always looking
and,
for new talent?
Sorry?
Are you always looking for new talent?
I'm always looking for new talent that's the right talent.
Are you going to throw your hat in the ring?
No.
Have you ever…
Dave's the best. He knows what he's doing.
Have you ever walked up to a beautiful woman on the street and said, you're going to be a star, sweetheart?
Why would he say that to begin with that voice?
That's what I'm saying. If I was a talent manager…
It's like 1930s, like Hollywood.
I would talk like that if I was a talent manager. I'm going to make you a star.
I'll try that. I'll try.
I can see you in the pictures.
I can see you on the big screen, darling.
Yeah. Sorry. We're idiots. You'll get used to it.
It's been a good time. Yeah. So that's how I'm kind of splitting my time at the moment.
How tall are you?
How tall am I?
You're so tall.
In centimeters, I'm 188 centimeters.
Speak American.
I believe that's 6'2 in America.
I think so too. Man, I still don't know what a f-ing centimeter is. I think I'm like, well, you said you're one, what?
Okay, look.
188?
Oh, so I think I'm like 170.
So I'm 100 and, I'm 180.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like 181.
Oh, maybe I do know how tall I am in centimeters.
181.
How big is a centimeter?
I'm not sure. Like I can do something millimeters like to centimeters. I can do, what is it? 1 kilometer is what, like 1.6 miles? 1.3 believe, miles.
You know what's so wild about me? I forgot Fahrenheit. I forgot miles per hour. And I forgot inches. I forgot everything. All I know is Kevin Durant is 6'11".
That's the important
he's
stuff.
He's 7 feet, isn't he?
No, he's 6'10", 6'11".
You don't even know how many inches you are. 181 is like 6 feet.
Yeah.
So 6'1" is like, I think it's 180.
You're six.
Two to like four.
Yeah, 6'1" is, yeah.
I know kilograms now.
Yeah.
You're halfway there, but what the fuck is Fahrenheit?
Yeah, Fahrenheit is the hardest thing to learn.
Oh, like, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, I know.
It doesn't
right?
make any
no,
sense.
Why is, so 0 degree, your 0 point is just like completely out of whack.
It doesn't
yeah.
make any sense.
What's that Kurt Vonnegut book called, Fahrenheit 451?
I don't remember.
Something like yeah, that. Yeah, 451 like sounds about right.
Yeah.
I don't understand Fahrenheit.
And yeah,
I don't think that
Fahrenheit
we
doesn't understand.
I feel like everyone
you.
Should convert to
yeah,
degrees
we should,
Celsius.
I agree.
Like America's the only place that kind of uses Fahrenheit, right?
I don't get it either. I just know that 32 is freezing.
Yeah. Why is your freezing point 32?
Why are you asking me?
No, I'm not. It's a rhetorical question.
Why is your winter and summer and summer and winter?
I think
huh?
Americans are just inherently.
Why are you guys
stubborn?
Upside down?
Hey, it's not just us. You can ask half a dozen countries.
It's true.
Americans are just inherently stubborn. Like we, there's
speak
a reason
for yourself.
For it, right?
Well, it's got to be because of this. It's like, well,
England.
England. We're going to piss you off
shit.
And do our own thing. It's like, yeah. you know. But if you're going to do that, why make 100 cents to a dollar as well? Like if you're really going to fuck them over.
Yeah.
50 cents to the dollar or do something completely just,
yeah,
you know.
Just throw
out
it away. Make everyone think about everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Completely fuck everything up. It's like our don't, dollar is 33
it's
cents.
True. Don't just one thing up, talk. Everything up.
This is such boys talk.
Thursdays for the Fridays are for the boys.
Dear me.
Fridays are for the boys. I like these early podcasts.
I have way more energy this time. You notice yeah. that? It's because we're an hour. We're doing it an hour before. Because
you're usually falling.
Yeah.
You're usually starting to fall asleep around like 3 o'clock, right?
Because his bedtime is normally at about 6 o'clock.
Yeah. See, oh, this was like 11 p.m. for me.
Yeah.
That's
sleep
cute.
At 6 p.m.
He's got a yeah. wild schedule.
No, I sleep at like 6 p.m.
6
like
p.m.?
5, 6 p.m., yeah.
Oh.
He doesn't live normal hours.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I also…
Because he edits YouTube stuff all night long.
Wow.
Like a machine.
Mm-hmm.
He's a hell of an editor.
I'm also a vampire.
We can tell. Yeah. That's why he's got the mask on.
You've been hitting the gym again though, I see.
Not really, because it closed down. That was a little bit insensitive of you.
I saw you posting selfies at the gym.
Yeah, and it closed down like
if
a week later.
If I was
later.
Being insensitive, I would tease you for posting selfies at the gym.
Oh.
Instead, I'm complimenting your body. He's got a D'Angelo going on.
I don't.
You remember that D'Angelo video?
That was a photo from 12 months ago,
no,
wasn't it?
What's a D'Angelo?
That muscle he's got. No, yeah, he didn't even look at the. He didn't even look at the Facebook post. I mean, the Instagram post.
That,
what a dude.
That was
what balls?
That, no, that muscle is called an oblique, by the way.
I call it a D'Angelo.
You,
right.
Do you know what?
Do
I
you know
post?
That music video?
Thank
how does
you,
it
Sam.
Feel?
He's just not listening. He's just let him.
Okay, sorry. What?
You're an imbecile.
No, the Instagram post had two photos. They were comparative photos. One was of 12 months ago. One was recently.
And it was an extremely depressing post.
And that was Dave saying…
I was talking about your stories and stuff.
Dave was saying, this is what my body looked like 12 months ago.
Your stomach and it looked good.
I didn't never posted anything like that.
You're not stalking him on Instagram properly.
You're not even looking at my Instagram.
I look
properly.
At your Instagram all the time.
So you got to pay more attention.
I love your Instagram.
Literally, it's like, this was me 12 months ago. This is me now. I'm so disappointed in myself.
So it's like,
he's all like, oh, dude, look at that.
Am
pictures.
I lying? Did Dave's he like, or did he not say like day three? I mean, that you went many days in a row.
Yeah, I did go many days.
That's
in
what
a
I'm
row.
Talking
but
about.
But that wasn't the D'Angelo thing.
I was just saying that his oblique is reminiscent of a young D'Angelo.
That's a compliment.
Yeah.
And D'Angelo's the best. I need to translate D'Angelo to oblique.
Yes.
And oh, that sounds like
you
a compliment.
Know
to me.
You know D'Angelo, right?
You're a really bad boyfriend, dude.
What? Basket? D'Angelo Basket? Sorry, you need to...
You don't know that song? The video is just a black background.
Are you kidding me?
Beautiful man naked.
Are you seriously kidding me right now, Diane?
I'm sorry ahead of time for this podcast. It's usually not like this. It's usually a
D'Angelo,
lot better.
And she's associated D'Angelo with basketball. I'm sorry.
I thought of basketball too. D'Angelo's there? D'Angelo Russell? Yeah.
No, the basketball. But
D'Angelo
the
is the
D'Angelo.
Greatest baby making music of all time.
No, it's Oui.
Huh?
By Jeremiah.
By Jeremiah. That's
Oui baby. By Jeremiah is good.
D'Angelo. Oh,
yeah. That's a good smashing song.
Oh, yeah. D'Angelo is D'Angelo is fire.
Yeah.
When it comes to music, he's like Prince on steroids.
He's very, very, very awesome.
Who's D'Angelo?
Wow.
A basketball player. Yeah, we're trying to tell you that.
There's a couple of basketball players, D'Angelo.
Wow. How old are you?
I'm 30.
Then you should know.
You should know D'Angelo.
Yeah.
I don't see you. I don't know why we're D'Angelo shaming
right now.
Who
is this person?
Who's D'Angelo shaming?
Both of you are.
D'Angelo is my hero.
Wait, is it spelled D?
D apostrophe Angelo.
That's a lot of people like that.
Yeah. You know,
but there's only one person that calls himself D'Angelo with no surname.
And it's music, is it?
Yeah.
D'Angelo.
Just D'Angelo.
Oh, man. I'm actually jealous.
Wasn't he married with Erykah Badu?
What?
Was he married to Erykah Badu or were they just knocking boots?
I didn't even know that.
They had a thing for a while.
Yeah. I know Andre had a thing with Erykah Badu.
They've got kids together.
Yeah.
No, I have no idea.
Check him out later. If you're a music guy, that's a thing.
Okay. R&B?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
He made an album that was like a 5-star album, like a perfect album. Yeah. But he only ever made
one. Oh, you know that song Brown Sugar? He sang that song. That's probably one of his most famous ones.
Can you sing it to me?
Brown Sugar, babe. I get high off your love. Don't know how to be. Anyway,
moving along.
Okay, enough about D'Angelo.
What a bunch of nerds.
Anyway,
Yeah.
Check them out.
Music nerd. I'll take that. I'll take that. Mm-hmm. I'll take that in the chin.
So, hot topics from December 2020.
Santa Claus is coming to town. What do you want for Christmas, guys?
What do you want for Christmas?
What do I want for Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. This is a good question. I know
what I want for myself or for the world.
Oh,
because that's completely different.
You're thinking about other people?
You,
I like that.
You unselfish bastard.
It's Christmas.
I was thinking about what I wanted and he's throwing a spanner in the
I was
room.
Thinking about driving to.
All right, let's start with what we want personally.
Okay, what do you want for Christmas?
Can I go last?
Yeah.
I'm going to go last.
So I have a rubber plant like that and it's dying.
How do you kill a rubber?
I know, right?
Sorry, like I thought you meant it was made of rubber. Sorry. No, no, seriously.
It's a ficus elastica or something like that. I don't know what you're calling. Yeah, I need one of those. Dave?
That's it?
That's all you want for Christmas?
That's what I want for Christmas.
I have a couple in my house. I can give you one.
Really?
Yeah. I'm serious. I have a bunch, but they're big like rubber plants.
That's what I want.
Okay. Come to my house.
Both of my ficus elasticus are dying.
Come this weekend if you really want it.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
You're a pretty simple man.
That's why you got to tell people what you want because…
I want an NVIDIA RTX 3090.
What's that?
It's a video card.
Sounds expensive.
Is that like the brand… Is that the newest one available?
Yeah. Everything from ray tracing. You don't even know.
What is ray tracing?
I don't know.
It'll take my computer to the next level.
And your computer was, for no reason, the most expensive computer in Korea, right?
But RTX 3090.
So this is going to up the ante.
Yeah.
This is going to make your computer even more expensive.
Yeah. And I really think that's what women are looking for in a man.
You might not know this, but when we were talking about our most valuable assets, he goes, my computer was like $8,000. And he just basically went into the computer store with $8,000 and was like, use all of this money and make this the most insane computer that's ever existed.
Make the most expensive computer you can. And then when it broke, the guy's like, you don't need a computer that's this good.
Yeah.
Like literally
you
can't
for free
use the capabilities.
Bro, is there a YouTube
video?
They
owed him $7,000.
Of you purchasing an $8,000?
No. But there's a video of somebody fixing my stupid ass computer. The guy's like, why would you buy this? I'm like, well…
Send me a link later. That sounds
actually,
so funny.
That was actually that could have been a good video. You walking in and saying, I want the most expensive computer in Korea.
Find a way to use all of this to put something together.
Should have, could have, would have.
Would have.
Damn.
You know what they say. I'm thinking about trying to install… never mind. I'm not going to tell you guys that.
What? Okay. You can't, no, you can't start a sentence and then finish
it. But I can if I want to.
Dave's feisty today.
Dave, this is like the most, the best podcast we've seen from Dave.
Let him put the goddamn thumbtacks on that map. Sam, if I don't want to say it, I won't say it.
That, we need to start doing this earlier.
All right, I'll tell you guys. Since it's Christmas, I'll tell you guys. I'm thinking about.
God, thank God he's going to tell us. What are you going to do to that computer?
No, it's not about the computer.
It's his house.
I was thinking about maybe installing Tinder.
Oh! On your computer?
Ladies, you heard it here.
No, just I was thinking about it.
Did you say install Tinder on your computer?
No.
Because I was going to say they've got Tinder on the computer.
Whoa. Why not, right?
The premium
version?
I'll
tell you a million reasons why not.
The Tinder premium version or?
Famous people shouldn't use Tinder.
No, I went on Google and I typed in YouTubers Tinder and maybe I won't.
Sounds like a scandal.
If you are going to do it.
It doesn't sound like a scandal.
You're going to have a scandal, I think.
David, it sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it, go premium. I know. I say do it.
Why not?
Yeah.
I'm worried that someone who's obsessed with you is going to weasel their way into your life.
If someone was already obsessed with him, they probably would have weaseled their way in already.
It's not like, you know what I'm looking at? I'm looking at it this way. I have a lot of projects I'm uptaking. I'm in a pretty comfortable place in my career. People know I'm not a creep. I don't think I'm a creep. I'm not just going like, oh, I'm going to go get... I don't go out, I'm like, oh, I'm going to go get... I'm not that kind of guy anyways.
You want a girlfriend.
Yeah, why the fuck? So what?
That's another reason, baby.
That makes sense.
Yeah, why the
fuck? If you're looking for a girlfriend and you want to meet people...
I don't look at my Kakao talk. I'm talking with zero girls. I haven't talked, have a conversation with a girl in 2 goddamn weeks.
Really?
And when I say 2 weeks, the last girl I had a conversation with was a PD for my. Like, that's the last time I had a conversation with a female.
Here's my thing.
I talked to Diana, sorry.
Is that the PD you're talking about? Oh, you're a PD.
I want to talk to a girl, and this pandemic is not. I haven't met a girl in like a year.
But irrespective of the pandemic, Dave is not the kind of guy that's going out and socializing with this person and that person all the time. I know he likes to go out and occasionally meet friends and go on a bit of a bender, but he's not going out to meet women. Like, he's going out to spend time with friends. So I think, for Dave's personality, being that he is a little bit more introverted and likes to spend time at home, this is the perfect medium for him to actually meet someone. And I think because you can actually get to know someone without, obviously you're going to see a photo of them, but you get the opportunity to talk with someone and kind of get to know them a little bit more before you actually go out on a date with them.
Yeah.
I think it's perfect for him.
Thank you, Sam. That's what I was thinking too. That was my mentality.
Hey, Dave. I've got some interesting girls for you to meet. I can facilitate that if you like.
Isn't that so good, Dave?
This is like a personal Tinder.
And if that doesn't work out, then,
My answer is yes.
We'll talk later.
How does the perfect girl fit into your life?
She understands that I wake up at weird times and sleep at weird times, and we can just… the perfect girl is a girl where time doesn't become a factor.
What would be the perfect date for you? What would you consider the perfect
playing date? League of Legends at my house.
Does she have to be good?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'd love to carry her.
Ooh.
I like Both, okay. I like. I want a girlfriend who's at least open to video games. That's all. Just open to play
Is
video
that
games.
Why? What if she was never a let
Twitcher?
Me hit it?
What?
What if she was a Twitcher?
I wouldn't mind that at all. I think that's cool. Somebody who's
would that
busy.
Be something that would that be a positive for you?
Yeah.
If she was on Twitch, and gamed on Twitch.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Have you ever hit on a girl on like a
no,
while playing a video?
I don't hit on girls. That's the thing. That's my problem.
What would be a turnoff? What would be or a deal breaker for you?
A deal breaker.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know what a deal breaker would be for you.
I don't know.
You're open to anything.
So
hairy back would be fine.
Let's not talk about like appearance wise or like a personality.
That's what I'm thinking, and I can't think of any.
Yeah, or if it was,
I guess somebody who's mean.
Yeah, I think
that's
like
such a you don't like mean people.
Oh my god!
Like rude, rude people or like people who aren't polite.
I don't like when they. I don't like when a girl has a lot of too many guy friends.
Get a little jelly.
I get jelly. Mm-hmm. I understand if they have, because I have like arena and stuff that I make videos with and everything, you know, but I don't just, if you're like talking to a lot of guys on, it just makes me jelly.
Makes you jelly.
Yeah.
Jelly in your belly.
Jelly in my belly.
In the belly.
I don't know. But I'm not like a, I'm not a violent jealous type. I'm not.
What do you do?
Talk to guys. I'm just like.
Who the hell is Steven? What do you do? You say, babe, I really don't want you to talk to so-and-so.
No, I just go.
You can leave now.
No, I just go, who is it? And they're like, oh, it's just a friend. Don't worry about it. And I'd be like, okay. But
better not have no friends.
But if they're like, I don't know.
Was online dating around before you got married?
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
Something Cupid, right?
Yeah, okay, Cupid.
Or something Cupid.
I think was around back in the day.
How long have you been married?
2013, 7 years.
Oh, that's
not that long. But yeah, I mean, OkCupid, there was a lot of online dating apps back in the day.
Yeah, there was plenty.
Even more now. No, never.
But I think even more so back then, it was, okay, there was people that were there to date. There were people that were there just to, it was kind of also like a way to meet people. Like I think when you live in especially a city like Seoul and you've got so many people and everyone's so busy. And I guess for me, like this is, I'm kind of experiencing it at the moment. But in a different degree to Dave, being that I'm married, I'm not looking to meet a girlfriend. But like, I'm looking at my Kakao messages and I'm like, nobody's reaching out to me.
You know like, what it is? And you're too big now.
No, but also maybe it's because of where I am with my children and whatnot. And I think also 2020, people aren't going out as often. But like, I'll look at, I'm in a couple of group chats that are, it's kind of like, fans of my children that upload photos, like hundreds of photos a day. That's like the only thing that pops up on Kakao now for me.
Oh,
do you want me to message you?
Let's text Sam.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Like I'm not, it's just kind of, I looked at it the other day and I'm like, wow.
I think he's too famous and rich.
This is where cool. I am in life.
Famous problems.
Life's changed.
It's lonely at the
dude,
top.
Dude, I'll hit you up, dude. It's just, I don't want to,
No, it's not that. But I think also when you have children, people realize that your priorities change. Yeah. Like it's not like, let's go and get a beer is not something.
And also you're not drinking beer.
Yeah.
That's you're not drinking
coffee. Like,
as an Australian, you're not drinking beer?
No, I haven't had a beer for a while.
Want to play some games, dude?
Well,
wanna drink some beer?
Screwed me up. I'd love to drink some beer. Speaking of games.
What do you want for Christmas?
Oh, yeah. That's where we were.
PlayStation 5. Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm sure you got to hook up at Sony.
He doesn't.
No, I don't. Yeah. Fuck. I'm getting
get
gifted
Nikes and all that.
Well, I just got gifted another pair of these ones got sent to me yesterday.
Tell them to send you a PS. Tell Nike you want a PS.
Yeah, they'll be like, fuck off. It's not. Yeah, I've tried to search high and low, and I had a hookup in America, and he's like, I can get you one, but they're selling for like $1,400 at the moment. Whoa. And I'm like, I don't want to spend an extra $500-$600 over retail price.
Yeah, you don't want to. Pay those who are screwing everybody over.
Wait, well, they're reselling PS5s?
Yeah,
they're not. They aren't enough.
Like, it's not just sneakers anymore. Xboxes and PS5s are being the
scalpers.
Scalpers. All over it.
I hate that.
And they use bots to order them online since you can't order them retail. And then they screw people over who are desperate, who want to get one PS5 for their children. They are ruining the Christmas spirit. They're the Grinch.
No, I don't know.
That's the new age Grinch.
I just watched The Grinch 2 nights ago.
Yeah.
That is so good.
It's a great
one with Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
That movie's amazing.
They're adorable. Really? You know that?
Yeah.
It's so good for kids and adults.
Wholesome content.
I actually prefer the animated version.
What?
There's an animated version.
Yeah,
that was good too.
Yeah.
But that was just, it just got taken off Netflix and the Jim Carrey one's the only one left.
Like, Jim Carrey's the man.
You wanted to show your kids a Dr. Seuss version, right?
No, they'd already seen it. And they're like, let's watch The Grinch again. And I looked for it. It was only the Jim Carrey version. And they're like, no, we don't want to watch that.
It's pretty scary.
Well, that's literally what they said.
Literally. I don't want to watch that.
I've just translated it. I've translated it.
So turn that trash off.
Yeah.
Damn, Jim Carrey's scary. When I'm watching it, I'm looking at it. It's kind of scary.
Well, yeah. Like, I didn't. I didn't like that version as much either, personally. The other thing I wanted for Christmas, but I can't get, is a Rolex Submariner. But yeah.
Oh, he also wants a good cow talk from Friends.
I'll message you, bud.
I'll message you too.
What do you want for Christmas?
What do you want for Christmas?
He just said Rolex. I want a Rolex.
You want a Rolex too?
Yeah, but
You know they're almost impossible to get your hands on right now.
Really?
Like I walked into the store the other day and I was having a conversation and they're like, as soon as they get Rolexes in, they walk out the door.
Why?
Korean people love Rolexes. No, it's the first thing they buy when they become successful.
It's not just Koreans, but at the moment, one of the things they were saying is because of this whole COVID situation, people aren't traveling. People aren't spending money.
Extra money.
This extra money that they've got lying about that people were going to go on holidays or whatnot, they're spending it on watches or Chanel handbags or other high-end items.
That Myeongpoom for that ass.
All right, scratch the Rolex. But I do want a Rolex eventually.
What do you want?
But I just moved into a new place like about 3 months ago.
In Gangnam?
In Songsu.
Songsu.
Which
is across the river.
Yeah, yeah. Real
hipster
close.
Neighborhood. That place is nice.
Yeah, I love Songsu. Yeah, it's like Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Kind of like Brooklyn. Cool.
Never been
So I don't have a TV, but what I want is a really nice projector. And I've been, telling all my friends, I was like, I want to get a projector, so that when people come over, music videos and watch movies and stuff like that. But I haven't gotten around to getting one, so I'll buy myself one for Christmas maybe.
Yeah.
If you get a projector, you also need surround sound.
Oh, you see, I didn't even think about that.
He's making a home theater right now.
Oh, you are?
He just
bought a mansion.
No, I didn't buy a mansion.
The other day, I was walking around in this neighborhood and I was like, this is the richest neighborhood I've ever been in Korea. And then Sam hit me up. What are you doing in my neighborhood? He saw me walking. I was going to take a hike.
I'm in the process. I've just signed a lease on a new house. And it's got a basement area that the owners are like, we were going to make this a home theater. And I'm like, great minds think alike.
Congrats.
I had the same idea.
Yeah, congrats.
We're going to make a home theater.
Yeah.
In the one of the three floors.
Holy.
Man.
In Seoul?
Man, if y'all haven't been to Korea, that doesn't exist.
Yeonhee-dong. Your life's good.
We live, now we live close.
I'm moving closer to your old house than where I used to.
Yeah, but I'm still in Songsu.
Still close.
We're still super close.
Yeah. Dude,
you should come over. You guys should have coffee.
Where are you guys?
Hongdae.
Hongdae?
Yeah.
I'm moving to Yeonhee-dong from Ungam-dong. Yeah.
We should totally kick it, bro.
He has like when I get the house,
I've got a yard.
He's a coffee day.
You have a yard? You're literally the people from Parasite, dude.
I have a barbecue party. You can come over.
That's
cool. Yeah.
What neighborhood was Parasite filmed in? I always wondered.
I think it was like Hannam or Itaewon.
I thought it was like around.
Not sure.
The Hyatt.
Yeah, the Hyatt. Yeah,
Diane
area.
Should know this. No?
Probably there or Yeonhee-dong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that house looked so cool. It's crazy how much a plot of grass means to you after living here for a long time.
Mm. So you want a projector.
A projector.
Have you been naughty or nice this year? That's my question for you.
I bet Leonard gets a little naughty.
I think he gets very naughty.
I've been very nice this year.
He can get a little naughty.
Nice, but…
How have I given you guys naughty vibes?
Well, you're Australian to begin with.
Yeah, so I'm Australian. That's the only naughty you're going to get out of me.
Australian, tall, good looking.
It's not.
Going to get single?
No.
Oh.
No.
Not single.
I'm
oh, that's
nice.
Right. You
I'm
said
nice.
You came here because of it. A woman.
But I'm here for, to push my career forward more than anything now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
What's the naughtiest thing you ever did as a kid and got you in big, big trouble?
Oh, in Australia.
In Australia?
Shit, that could be so much trouble.
Yeah, see, like I appear as a naughty person, but it's pretty bland over here.
You don't really. I was just
shit. Oh, no, yeah, I was rolling with it. I was like, damn, I didn't know. I
might
like
look
that.
A little naughty.
It's time to plug.
You got stuff you can promote, right?
So if anyone wants to check out the jewelry that we've been making, it's at capsule.collective, capsulecollective.com. And if there's any great Southeast Asian, or not even just Southeast Asian content creators, hit me up at cool. It's Leonard Lim, and let's talk. Let's work on some stuff.
You should hook me up with some cool content creators so I can do collaborations with them too.
Yeah, man. We would love to.
And some earrings for Dave. Dave's got his ears pierced. You want to do some cool…
they stay out of my business.
Let's make some. Let's make some earrings, bro.
You know, I'm talking
let's
to him. I'm
earrings.
Not talking to you.
Back to the talent management.
Yeah.
So
some earrings, Doc.
With Southeast Asia, are you also promoting artists out there?
No, not currently. I mean, I have friends that I'm like advising mm-hmm. and helping out there, mm-hmm. but because I'm based here, it's pretty much. A lot of the work that we're getting is Korean companies wanting to promote their product services mm-hmm. in Southeast Asia. Yeah. And, you know, Southeast Asia is my strength. Mm-hmm. A lot of partnerships that I have with marketing companies, with all sorts out there that are trying to connect with these, you know, Korean companies, Korean products out here. So it's a lot of, I'm trying to be the bridge between Korea and Southeast
right
Asia.
Right on, man. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. That's a big bridge too.
It's a huge bridge. You know, I do.
Southeast Asian fans are super loyal too.
Massive, and loyal. I'm sure you have a huge support out.
I love my Southeast Asian fans. It's not at that level, but you know.
Yeah.
It's immense.
It's immense, I mean,
yeah. I mean, even
I've done content about Southeast Asia. A ton.
Awesome.
Look it up later.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah, we'll connect after this. I think the even for the jewelry and for the K-pop audience that we've been creating, massive support out in Southeast Asia. So yeah, I'm really glad that like I have that link and my family is still based in Singapore. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
That's awesome.
What does 2021 hold for you? Or what do you hope that next year will bring you personally and also professionally?
2021, I think, you know, for the world's sake, I hope that we all, you know, get over this. There's a vaccine pushed out as ASAP and then we can all travel again because I really miss traveling.
Yeah.
As great as, you know, just sticking in Korea and then working hard and achieving that much mm-hmm. is great. I do miss, you know, being free and traveling and working on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing. And secondly, as like, you know, career-wise, I just don't want to get into… I don't want this work mode to stop. Like this thought and this process that I've been on the past 3-4 months, I want it to just keep growing exponentially.
So you want to be static?
Yeah. I don't want to be static. Yeah, I want to…
Wait, doesn't static mean moving?
No, static…
Yeah.
Stupid Dave.
Can I tell you something?
The other
I
is
am
that.
So
it's
cool, glad.
Bro. I thought you were trying to be funny.
I that word meant.
I got scared. I was kind of like, wait, did I get the…
Really? I thought he was trying to be funny.
I used to say it in all my freestyles.
I wasn't trying to be funny. I'm just an idiot.
I used to say it in all my freestyles all the time. And my friends would look at me like, I don't think he knows what that means.
Yeah, static is to stay still. Yeah.
So you want to be stasis.
Stasis. Is that the opposite of static?
I don't know.
Well, the opposite of static. That's what I want. I want to, you know, keep growing as much as possible. And to keep working hard.
Right on.
Cool, brother. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah,
guys.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Hey, I didn't realize we'd been talking for so long. Time just flew.
How do you like this version of Dave that's not falling asleep?
It's really good.
I must admit, this is probably the most enjoyable podcast I've had with you, Dave.
I'm usually just falling asleep.
And even though you texted me, you shut the fuck up before you came. You weren't even mad at me when I got here, which was awesome.
He normally has like two or three monsters.
Really?
No. Yeah.
Two or three monsters during the podcast.
All he needed was one coffee today?
Half a coffee. It's not even…
Oh, it's a good day.
What? It's a good day.
It's a good day.
It's a good day and it's a good Dave.
Yeah.
I like earlier, by the way. I kind of like earlier. Let's do earlier.
There we go.
There we go. Close us out, Samuel.
Okay, Leonard, thank you so much for joining us. And of course… Any other opportunity where you can join us in the near future, we'd love to have you back again. And good luck with everything in the near future.
Thanks so much. Thanks, guys. Yeah, I hope to be back soon.
Awesome. Of course, if you want to watch this episode in its entirety, you can find us on YouTube, Dive Studios. You can also find us on Instagram. Don't forget, you can listen to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And we appreciate any review you leave for us there, preferably 5 stars, because anything less than that and it f***s up the average.
Yeah.
Don't f*** with the average.
You should do TV.
You think?
That was so good.
All right. That's it for Nonsensical this week. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
See ya.
Happy Halloween.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.